Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is episode number 242. This episode is sponsored by Tami, an all-inclusive LGBTQ+ social networking and dating app available on iPhone and Android. Or check them out at tami.com, T-A-I-M-I.com.
This is Jax Anderson, and you are listening to Homo Ground.
There's a monster in my room. Can't get away from you. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, there's a monster in my room.
Lose our minds.
Jack Sanderson, aka Flint Eastwood, and I'm a pop musician from Detroit. I grew up in a very religious household. I grew up in Christianity. It's where I learned how to do video and photo and film and music, mainly, where I learned how to write and play music. And I even like worked at a mega church there for a bit. And the church that I worked at, the pastor earlier in 2018 decided to host a gay conversion therapy workshop for girls age 11 through 13 that were questioning their sexual orientation and their gender identity. And it's like, that just sucks. Like, that sucks. That's a confusing time in life. And that's, it's hard for anybody being a preteen, let alone somebody that's like, that, like questioning who they are and what they are, and having people around them telling them that they're a mistake and telling them like all these horrible things that a lot of young kids will hear. And so I kind of just like was just like, you know what, there's a lot of protests happening, whatever, I'll let it go. Like, it is what it is. But then fast forward a few months, he ended up winning an award, like a national award for his class, of just like his service to the public. And it's just like, I can't let this go. Like, this is not okay. Sometimes whenever I go in to write a song and it's something that I really want to say, like, my chest starts just like burning a little bit. And so it was one of those experiences where we're just like on fire. And so I go into the studio, I turn on a mic, and I end up writing Real Love in like 30 minutes. And I based it on the concept of the fruits of the Spirit, which in Christianity, if you are a good Christian and listen to God and follow God's teachings, then you will produce what's called the fruits of the Spirit, which is like love, joy, peace, goodness, like all of everything that like humans want. And so I went through the fruits of the Spirit and explained how I got them without religion and without Christianity. I just wanted to tell the other side of the story. I wanted to tell the other side that these kids are not broken. There's nothing wrong with them. And they can find happiness. They can find peace. They can find all those things that their church may be telling them that they'll never find. And we released it independently. And Triple J in Australia, which is their largest independent radio station, picked it up and it ended up going to number one over there. And it's just like, it was a nice little just like, here you go. You think you're going to affect people in the community? I'm going to affect you worldwide. Like, don't even, you know? I definitely think that my queerness shows up in other ways other than just like me being angry about something and wanting to be political about something. For me, I write a lot of songs about my life, and I write a lot of songs about struggle. And my last release was an EP full of songs about my first major breakup, and I definitely am singing about a woman. And it's one of those things where I don't really think about like, I'm going to write a queer song or like anything like that. I just kind of go in and sing about my life experiences, and sometimes it's gayer than other times, you know? Real love is definitely it's the gay one. We kind of based it off of like 90s gay clubs as well, the production, and it has like this gospel piano that's in it. So it's a mixture of like my religious roots and then like just some OG queer stuff, and it's cool. I like it a lot.
Can I be honest for a minute? Found peace when I lost religion. Found love when I thought I couldn't. Found love, real love. Found home in the arms of a woman. Joy without superstition. Stop asking their permission. Found love, real love.
Love, real love, all my soul. Love, real love, has found a home. Love.
Queen was written after the first time that I was asked what it's like being a woman in music. I never had really considered it before they brought it up, because it was always this kind of situation where I mapped out completely that I was the boss to my team and the people I worked with and the people that I write with and the people I create it with. Just, I was always the leader. It was never a question of who was in charge. I just never considered it. I've always been a woman, and I've always created, and I've always been the boss of my art. When they ask me just, what's it like? And I'm just like, well, it's like anybody else. My experience has been the same with anybody that I've worked with. But I've been extremely fortunate to have some fantastic people in my life that really understand my vision and really understand where I want to go. And so I wanted to write a song that's just like, I'm a queen. I'm not a soldier in this situation. There's no one that's above me that's pulling all the strings and making the decisions. I'm the one that's coming up with the ideas and making sure that they come into fruition and like micromanaging out all the positions and delegating things. Queen is just that anthem of figuring out who you are and figuring out how to be your own boss. It was a male reporter, and it was the kind of situation where he just didn't know. He didn't know what he was doing. And I think a lot of the times it's very easy to just get frustrated when people don't know. But for me personally, I like to remind myself that everybody's on a different journey. Like, that guy probably never had somebody tell him that's offensive to do that. I mean, afterwards, I was like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't ask that to girl musicians. Like, that's not very cool to do that. But I think it's very easy to just jump to that, like, you should know better, do better, know better. And I think there's definitely a time and a place and situations that you 100% should do that. But I think love definitely speaks louder than hate and judgment. And for me, whenever I'm, like, mentioning something that people could probably change, I try to do it in a place of love rather than reprimanding them. Because I easily could have just treated him like an idiot and been like, well, I'm a woman and like I'm equal and like, yes, that those are all true things. And again, there's a time and a place, but I just feel like certain times you just gotta love them. My name is Jax Anderson, aka Flynn Eastwood, and this is my song Queen.
Running, riding all night long. I've been thinking about the places I belong. Am I going tonight? Never gonna think twice. Never gonna think twice. Strings for 7 days, questioning like bullets in a gun. Am I really this way? Is it more than a phase? My mind's got me wondering. I'm a queen.
This episode of Homo Ground was made possible by our Patreon supporters, Adriana Martinez, Anna Mick, Ashley Amon, Brian Shields, Chris Lane, Corey, Critical Explorers of Future Societies, D, Fernanda Delgado, Jordan La Liaison, Joseph Martin, Kim Baglieri, Lucenti, Lucy, Michael Bacon, The Queer Public Podcast, and Willard Joyce. If you want to hear your name shouted out on an episode, head over to our Patreon and contribute today. Patreon.com/homoground. This episode is also brought to you by TAMI. TAMI is all about connection. They stand for freedom and they fight for equality. They're an all-inclusive LGBTQ social network and dating app. What makes them different from the rest? Well, they have an interactive feed where users can share stories, follow other people, and create posts in the digest section. You can also join thematic groups filled with content on different topics that you're interested in, and every user can create their own. So you can make one for your running group, or for your DJ party night, or for a beach cleanup. So it's a great way to get your friends together and to get more people involved in the things that you're doing. So check it out. You can download it on your iPhone or your Android device, or visit TAMI.com. That's TAIMI.com.
You're playing with fire, you're gonna get burned, you're gonna get burned. It's so hot, but you never learn. You're playing with fire, you're gonna get burned, you're gonna get burned. It's so hot, but you never learn, you never learn. Got lost in the smoke, caught up in that feeling. We prayed for a spark, instead got a beating. We both need time to heal, both need space to feel. Cause you and I, we're living life. You're playing with fire, you're gonna get burned, you're gonna get burned. It's so hot, but you never learn. You're playing with fire, you're gonna get burned, you're gonna get burned. It's so hot. You were scared, so I held your hand, but now we don't talk no more. Breaks my heart, but you never call. You and I, we're living life. You're playing with fire, you're gonna get burned, you're gonna get burned. It's so hot, but you never learn. You're playing with fire, you're gonna get.
You're gonna get burned. You're gonna get burned.
think the ultimate testament to confidence is being vulnerable, because being vulnerable means that you are exposing yourself to whatever is around you. And that takes a lot of confidence. That takes a lot of belief that you're going to be okay afterwards, no matter what the outcome is. It's not something that I was born with. It's something that I feel like I'm still learning how to do. And I still think that I have a long ways to go, but it's something that I try to be very intentional on. And I always say before I go on stage, the point of Flint Eastwood is to help people authentically become themselves by authentically being ourselves. And I fully believe in like teaching by example. And so if I'm not confident and vulnerable, I can't expect anyone around me to be that as well. And it's really incredible how much people will open up and be honest if you're just honest yourself and you just take that step of confidence and that step of vulnerability first. It's very important that I don't post everything about my day on the internet, and I don't show every single side of me on the internet. Like, up until now, I've really not shown my apartment on the internet, because I think that that's a really sacred space, and that's where I go where I don't have internet at my apartment and I don't have TV at my apartment, and all I have are like books and notebooks and like cooking supplies and comfortable furniture, because that's my place to kind of like be myself and to kind of unwind. I really enjoy like walking around cities by myself. I love taking baths. I love trying to meet like strangers in the cities that I go in. I feel like that's a method of self-care for myself, of like being able to be anonymous when I want to. Vulnerability doesn't mean sharing everything, and it doesn't mean being wilding out all the time. It just means when the opportunity that presents itself, you try not to be scared. And I still fail at it. Like, there are moments that people will ask me some questions and I'll feel uncomfortable and not want to answer, and that's totally fine. And I'm not saying that you have to be 100% tell all of your secrets all the time. It doesn't mean that either, but I just think being open to people makes life a little easier. Before this tour, I recently started going to therapist for the first time in my life, for very first time. And it's fantastic. It's just one of those things of like, I think that there's always been a stigma that I've had with just the way that I was raised and the community that I was involved with for a very long time, that having a therapist was a bad thing. But it's a great thing. It's like you just go in and you talk about stuff and somebody like kind of guides you to figure out the answers. It's fantastic. A therapist's entire job is to help you figure out things mentally. Why wouldn't you want to talk to somebody like that, you know? I think it's very important because, you know, up until I feel like the last 5 years or so, it was still a very, like, a lot of people were really afraid to be queer and be out. And especially where I'm from in Michigan, a lot of people consider it a very closeted state. Like, people just really aren't out in the open. And not being able to talk about an entire facet of your life can feel like it's eating your soul. And to be able to at least talk to somebody about it is a huge help for a lot of people.
These days, I'm too tired to come over. And most nights, you call me when you're not sober. Boy, never drink with your friends. Find someone to kiss that isn't me. Darling, it's fine by me. It's fine by me. To learn how to get clean. I'm not sure that I can help. You can call me when you're sober. You can call me when you're sober. The darkness isn't over. The darkness isn't over. So call me when you're sober. Don't really care. Damn, baby, how did we get so emotional? Take it out.
are gone, and I've been on my own. So I drank the poison. You're too poisonous. Late night in my bed feels like whiskey and regret. So I drank the poison. You're way too poisonous.
I'll call you when I'm sober. I'll call you when I'm sober. 'Cause the darkness isn't over. The darkness isn't over.
I'm very much the type of human that just likes to experience as much as I can. And I think touring definitely is something that you can like fall into and a vibe that if you fully accept that you have zero control over your day, like somebody else has complete control over your day as far as schedule and everything, then it like becomes this thing that's very freeing. It's an experience unlike any other. It's like a pseudo reality. And being able to go and play shows and meet the people that are listening to my music and meet the people that are into what I'm doing is also very rewarding. I'm a very just like quietly accessible person. Like I don't really broadcast that I'll hang out and talk with anybody, but I will. Like I talk with people on the internet all the time and I'll meet up with people if they ask and I'll like hang out. And I think music is an incredible way to just connect to anybody, and it just transcends any kind of background and like any kind of experience. It just immediately is, you have something in common with somebody through music, and I think that's a fascinating thing. It's cool. That's what I really appreciate about my listeners, is that like almost every single show will have somebody that's driven like 8 hours to see us, and that to me is so mind-blowing, because that's something that I would have done whenever I was not touring myself, is that if I really enjoyed a musician and they were coming anywhere near me, it's like, oh cool, it's a chance to go on an adventure, a chance to go on a road trip. So the fact that they chose to have that experience with what I do is really cool. I think it's really awesome. I think a lot of times people will only take what's on social media, and I try to show the positive side of myself on social media, just because there's just so much hardship in the world, and we shouldn't turn a blind eye to it, but it's very easy to just consistently have this loop of negativity. And so I always want to present in a positive manner, just to give people some hope.
Stripes don't always follow. Quick wit, a vocal song.
I still have times of like questioning who I am and questioning if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or if I'm truly helping people, or if, you know, if I'm loving my friends and the people around me as much as I could with me being away all the time. I feel like I am trying my best, which is, to me, living your best life, because no one's ever going to live their best life all at once, because if you did, you would win the game, and that's not a reality. There's a balance to everything, and I think when you can get to a point of contentment and a point of appreciating everything, appreciating the good and the bad for what it is, giving the right amount of time to each of those sides to process and grieve and celebrate, then like that is living your best life. I had to overcome my own ego, because my own ego tells me that I have the answers and tells me that, you know, there's a certain way that I should be living, or a certain thing that I should be doing, or a certain thing that I should have. And as an artist especially, it's very easy to be like, if I played this venue, or if I just had like this video, or if I just had this, this, and this. And it's like, it's really interesting, because it's like, it's just that the comparison game is what ego gets you. And the comparison game is like, well, that person has that, so I need to be. And so by the time you get to that thing that you originally wanted, you're already 10 steps ahead of like, well, why am I not higher? And it just messes everything up. It's always an ego check for me. Like, I'm always having to check my own ego, just because like being an artist is fucking weird. Like, what other job? You do your job and people clap for you and cheer for you. Like, there's nobody outside of a heart surgeon clapping for the surgeons when they come out because they actually saved a life. Like, for me, I'm entertainment and people are cheering for me, and it's weird, and it's nice, but it's also like, it can boost your ego if you don't keep it in check. And so it's that thing that you always have to remind yourself that like, self-care is always checking yourself and always, you know, realizing that life's never going to be perfect. And so that's the biggest thing that I've had to get over, is just like, with any artist, I feel like it's that. You just have to get over the ego and the expectation that life's going to be perfect all the time, because it's not. For a long time, Flint Eastwood was like I was Flint Eastwood only in certain points of my life. And like, there are certain times that I need to be 100% Flint Eastwood all the time. Like, whenever we're doing a release, it's like we basically don't sleep for 3 weeks straight because we're trying to get it out, or like we're practicing for a tour or whatever. But there are some times that I want to be Jack Sanderson, or not even Jack Sanderson. I want to be Jacqueline Anderson, which is like my legal name, which is like some deep cut shit. I want to be that. And that person is somebody that really enjoys their alone time and really enjoys to just sit and experience life with no screens and no people. And so I think overcoming that and accepting that that's something that I really enjoy is important.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. To find out more information about Jax Anderson and links to buy their album and check out upcoming tour dates and music videos, head over to homoground.com/episode242. This episode was produced and edited by Aaron McGregor of the Queer Public Podcast. Check out new episodes of Queer Public at queerpublic.org. Special thanks to Melissa Rucci for convincing Jax Anderson to do the interview in the backseat of Aaron's car while on tour in Philadelphia. This episode is sponsored by Tami, a hot, new, all-inclusive LGBTQ dating and social networking app available on Apple and Android devices. Create your profile today and personalize it in a way that makes you feel represented and confident to meet new people. As always, you can listen to all episodes of Homo Ground at homoground.com/iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also just visit homoground.com to find links to all the episodes we've ever put out, plus some cool music videos. Also, be sure to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those things. We're all on there, mostly on Instagram, so hit us up at Homo Ground, and we'll see you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.